Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Make vibrators and sex toys that have no option for a battery, but only have plug-ins for exercise equipment. So you have to do a bunch of exercising to charge your battery so that...
Like Paul, a deer in the headlights.
Paul just took a picture of me, and his phone has the brightest flash I've ever seen. What was I talking about?
Rape. I believe it was rape.
We were talking about rape?
Yes.
I don't have rape on my list, though. Welcome to episode 102 of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program, broadcasting exclusively on radiofubar.com for a year now.
This will be 102 episodes.
Right. I am Mike, joined, of course, by Napier and Drunkard STL on the Twitters. And really... This is not only a celebration of our year of service at Radio FUBAR, but also a celebration of me.
It is.
It is, yeah.
Because I am an incredible friend. The best friend that anyone could have, ever.
And didn't you take pictures of me getting my ass shaved?
I did, and I posted it on the internet.
Yeah. You're a good friend.
There is no better friend than me, and there never will be, because I used my creativity and my know-how and my skill as a Photoshopper.
And don't forget your swag.
And my swag to win my friend Drunk the hand of a pornographic film star.
And possible muff.
Most likely, Muff.
Yes.
I am the best friend that anyone has ever had, ever. I mean, have you ever had a friend that has done something like that for you?
I mean, Shannon could get a little credit.
Have you ever had a friend quite like me?
And don't forget who brought Shannon in.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Well, I mean...
See, I don't think of myself... Like, you know when you go to those diners at night and they have those sweepstakes that you can win memberships at a gym? I don't sign myself up to win those.
Yeah.
I do it for my friends.
So that they can get the junk mail.
So that they can win... they can win memberships at gyms. I'm concerned for their health. I'm such a good friend.
Is that why you signed Bobby up for curves?
Yeah, that's what you do, but you spell his name I-E, so they know that they still need to call him and tell him, look, guy, you have a friend that's concerned about your well-being. He wants you to get healthy.
I had a friend once who was concerned for my well-being, and Matt brought me to this little Taekwondo place where the gym dude the sensei.
You went to a Taekwondo class?
Yeah, for a little bit.
I'm canceling everything that I had planned.
Don't
for
they
tonight.
Not believe in guns in Taekwondo?
We are talking about Napier's Taekwondo class.
Yes.
Forget the whole plan. I'm throwing away Napier. Yes. Tell us about your Taekwondo
class. What belt
class
did you get to?
I signed up for, I think it was like a quarter, like just a couple months.
Drunk.
And,
imagine Napier in like one of those gi things.
Oh, I totally was rocking the gi.
And you were how old?
I was 28.
Oh my God! Epic!
So this was recently.
No, I was 24, 25.
So that was still
recently.
That long ago.
So you weren't 12. So
no, I was not 12.
You looked very similar to what you look like now.
Yes.
Oh,
wearing one of the,
yes.
Did they have a gi big enough
and
for
you're fighting like,
oh God, yeah, yeah. There were bigger dudes than me that was there.
Please tell me there's a bunch of 12-year-olds in this Taekwondo class.
It was like a couple of like retirees and like 13 and 14-year-olds.
Tell me you still have the gi.
Yes, I still have the gi.
You had to purchase it?
Yes, I had to purchase it.
How much was it?
I don't remember.
Is it white?
Yes.
Okay, so they didn't have black ones, so you could be like bad team?
No, you couldn't get the black ones. I think the black ones were for special people.
So, like, were you issued a belt? Like,
yes.
What belt are you?
White.
Can you show me a move?
No.
That you learned at your Taekwondo
Please.
Class?
No, I can't.
How many classes did you go to?
Show me a move.
I went to every single one of them that I signed up for.
No, every single one of them is how many?
I don't know, a couple dozen?
You went to... How did I never
your
hear
lady
about
friend
that?
Was in judo?
Yeah, she was in judo, but that's real stuff. This was ballet for
Napier,
boys.
How ballet much will boys. It cost for you to wear your gi to the podcast next week?
You want me to wear my gi?
I do. I'm more than anything in the world, that's what I want.
Why do you want me to wear my gi?
Why would
Why
I not
would
want
he
you?
Not want you to wear the gi?
I'll wear the
And you have the white belt?
Yeah, I got everything
you
still.
You have the white gi with the white belt?
Yes.
Oh my God, Napier, please wear it. Next
so
week.
So what level of belts are there? How many did you advance?
I didn't advance any.
So you start with the white belt.
You start with white. But the way that
you
advance...
went to 24 weeks of this and didn't advance? How many weeks do you have to go to before you get a new belt?
I don't know. Most of the
and
class...
And are they transferable? Like, could you go back now and say, hey man, I did 24 weeks, I'm almost to my next belt?
I think you have to perform for him. You have to do a little dance with your... With your karate moves.
So you have to show that you kind of know what you're talking about?
Yeah, you have to give him a dance.
Taekwondo moves?
And then like, Taekwondo moves.
And then like he sits at a table and judges you and says, yeah, you look like about a 24-week person.
Yeah. Think about that.
How close were you to getting your next belt?
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, my God. This wasn't on the list at all.
No.
I wasn't planning on talking about Napier's karate skills.
I don't even know how this came
I mean,
out.
I was really just going to brag about
you
how awesome.
You want to go to karate in the garage? Yeah.
I was just going to make a joke about Matt Fisher being my friend. And
did
then
we just become best friends right now?
Matt Fisher made me go to his church that was actually, you know, supposed to be a Taekwondo place.
Speaking of Matt Fisher,
yeah,
Matt Fisher took my cat.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, I gave away my cat.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I gave away my cat. He has two cats, and so he took the cat on like a trial basis to see if it gets along with his
I heard the story about
girlfriend's
the woman last week.
Sister or his girlfriend's kids and his other two cats. So he came and got the cat last night. And he called me this morning and told me that the cat has already been in a fight with both of the other cats and bit the little girl. So I'm assuming I'm probably going to have the cat back by next week's podcast.
No, just keep the doors locked. Don't talk to him.
I'm seriously considering moving. Or just like, you know, if he calls, I'll say prank caller, and not answer the phone.
Your next bet could possibly be Mark Lang. He as well has two cats.
But does he want a third cat?
Does he want a third cat? That's a big... And does he want a cat from hell?
He's got a dog, too. So, I mean, it's like a fucking zoo over there.
Maybe the dog will eat it.
So, the tipping point with the cat. We absolutely had to get rid of the cat because this past week, he has figured out how to turn on the FM radio on our alarm clock. So, I mean, the alarm clock in my bedroom is about the size of like a GameCube. You know, it's not very big. It's a little bit wider than like a gallon of milk.
Okay.
It's not very big. And he would stand all four legs on this tiny little alarm clock and then start pressing buttons. And I mean, like, usually if he had done this on accident, like if he wasn't planning to do this and he just happened to be wanting to stand on the alarm clock and like set it off on accident, then like when the FM radio starts blaring, wouldn't he like run away scared? Like, oh my God, I saw sound. I'm scared. I mean, you'd think, right?
Yeah, you'd think so. Yeah. Unless he's deaf.
Just fucking stood there and stared at us until we like both sat up. I mean, like he was like, yeah, fuck you guys. That's right. I know what I'm doing. He did it 4 days in a row. He at 5 o'clock in the morning. 4 days in a row, he touched the goddamn button and then just stood there and stared.
You know what you should do?
He's the cat from hell.
Just stay up one day that you're off. Just stay up all night. Wait for the cat to get up on the little GameCube thing. When he touches the button, cut his hand off. Just look dead at him.
Well, I'm hoping that Matt Fisher can find a way to tame this wild beast and that maybe he will enjoy his new home with his two kids and two other cats. But I'm not getting too excited just yet because I have a pretty good feeling the fucking thing's coming back.
Yeah, I'm going to say so.
You could probably just take it to the woods.
Yeah, just take it into the woods. Set your cat free, dude.
I'm considering... See, now the thing is, I'm never going to get rid of this cat if someone doesn't take it, because she's afraid it's going to die, and she doesn't want that on her hands. She doesn't want our not being able to handle it.
If he dies, he dies.
Being the reason that it dies. So what she said is that, you know, we're not taking it to the Humane Society. We're not, you know, setting it free in the woods. If we can find a home for it, we'll get rid of it. Otherwise, it's our fucking problem. And so what I've considered doing is hiring someone to pretend to take it and then let them take it somewhere. I can deceive her into thinking that it's going to a happy home when really, I mean, like, I'm almost kind of rooting for it to die now. I don't want it to find a good home because, I mean, like, all the nights that it's woke me up.
Because fuck that cat.
Yeah, fuck that all cat. Cats. I mean, for real, fuck that cat. I need to get a bigger cat to, like, boss it around.
Just put some, like, antifreeze in its bowl.
No, I see, and that's the thing, is I would never hurt the cat. I would never purposely do anything to make sure the cat gets hurt. However, if something were to happen to him, I wouldn't be bummed out at all.
Why don't you just leave your doors open?
But this is not a celebration of me getting rid of the cat. This is a celebration of me being a great friend.
An excellent friend.
An excellent friend. Shannon in the chat, excellent friend. Not as excellent as me.
Of course not. Of course not.
But close. I mean, fairly close. She did a great thing for you, Drunk, and I feel as though you should thank her.
Thank you, Shannon.
That's all?
You're number one.
No, I'm number one. She's number two.
And you know what number two is.
Is it poop?
That's poo.
Ha!
Gotcha.
He just called the shit poo. Dude, I'm sweating like a fucking whore in church right now, dude.
So you weren't here last week.
I wasn't.
You had to work.
Yes.
You,
I almost didn't make it tonight, but I just said fuck it and left, and I gotta go back, so...
You gotta go back afterwards?
Yeah.
We do have a telephone call.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow for
Not
Dicks
yet.
Internet radio program.
Not yet! The green button is still blinking.
Caller, go ahead.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow for
Not
Dicks
yet.
Internet radio program.
Not can, yet! The
I
green
can hear
button
us.
Is still blinking.
Caller, go ahead.
Oh, this is bad.
Not yet.
Somebody's got their thing on.
Hi.
I think we have some sort of delay.
This is Is there like
their thing is on?
What's the song you do with the rounds? Is that Row Your Boat?
Yeah. Row, row,
row your boat. Row, row, row your boat.
Merrily, 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 your boat.
Gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily. I think she did. Did you mute your thing?
Hey,
Shannon, you were on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio program.
Hi guys, how are you?
Shannon, we need to congratulate you. And we need to congratulate everyone, because collectively, we did it.
We fucking did it. Hard.
What was your reaction when you heard the news? Did you hear the news from Crazy J, or did you hear the news from me?
I heard the news from you first.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, because you're the better friend.
Right. The best friend.
The bestest friendship friend on the planet. Yeah, so I was really excited, and I'm very happy for Drunk, and very happy for all of us, because it just goes to show everybody, keep dreaming, fucking dreamers, do shit, and you can make stuff happen with silly YouTube videos and podcasts.
See, when this started, I was really looking at it as, this would be funny to do, and also, there's a new show on Radio FUBAR, and I should probably tell people it exists. That was my intentions. My intention was, I didn't think in a million years, hey, Drunk would actually win if we really worked hard at this. Because, I mean, when did people start paying attention to us?
Never.
Never.
Yeah.
So, Drunk has kind of let me know that he doesn't know if he's going to be able to get off of work to go. He talked to his boss, and his boss was not very sympathetic to his dilemma. Did you tell your boss, hey, boss,
I just told him I want a trip to Vegas, and it was still a no-go.
It was a no-go.
Yeah.
He said, fuck you and your trip to Vegas. I need you here.
Yes.
Did he call you a bitch?
No.
Did he at least slap you to show dominance?
He gave me a finger wag.
Do you think that you could take him in a fist fight?
He's former military, so probably not.
Do you think that you and Shannon could take him in a fist fight?
Shannon is hardcore.
I'm former military as well. So.
Oh, really?
Fucking bring it on. Yeah.
You know, Napier is a white belt, Shannon.
I heard that.
I don't know if you know that or not.
That's the lowest belt.
So, I mean, if...
Actually, I made it to green belt in Kung Fu, so I could kick Napier's ass as well,
wow.
I think.
You could teach him a few things, too. Do you charge for that, or would you just do it to see Napier in a gi?
Yeah, I would do it to see Napier in a gi, and I am a good friendship friend, so... Yeah, I would just do it for free because we're all friends.
You guys
here.
Could we do like some kind of like Google Hangout thing where you both put on your gis. Do you still have your gi?
Oh no, I had my gi when I was 8.
Oh,
I need you to keep this in mind. Each time I get into a battle, I urinate on myself for good luck.
That's appalling.
Do you think Napier's gi still fits him?
See, and that would be a good intimidation thing too, because you know then they would know this dude don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's like an octopus. You know, they have that natural defense, so Napier just pisses his pants, and no one wants to touch him, so then he doesn't have to fight anyway.
So, we'll get to the point here, Shannon. If Drunk is unable to fulfill his duties as the winner of this contest, would you be interested in filling in for him?
I would love to, but I really honestly don't think that I can. And I really don't want to bang a porn star. Like, that's not my deal. Like, I like dudes. No, well, no offense to Sunset Thomas. She's a gem and a treasure.
She's an American icon.
She's a hell of a lady.
Absolutely. I think vaginas are fucking gross looking, so.
You think they're gross looking?
I don't even like mine. It's weird.
That, do you stay away from it? Like.
Well, no, absolutely not. I mean, the thing's kind of awesome. It makes like stuff feel good and everything, but Yeah, I wouldn't sit there and look at it in a mirror. I'm like, ugh. I think vaginas are somewhat unsightly.
Do you judge us for liking them?
Absolutely not. You're dudes. You're supposed to. And then you put your penises in them, and then it makes awesome magical shit happen.
Like when a guy's, you know, traveling on down there to see what's good, do you ever just, like, look down at him and say, ew, what are you doing, guy?
No, because...
What the fuck's your problem? That's gross.
I'm benefiting from it. I'm just saying that I couldn't... Like, I don't even think I could scissor or anything like that. That would be weird. It's just like... And then... it's gross.
You know every good sushi chef, they have to smell the fish before they buy it.
Oh, my God.
So... Do you think that Crazy Jay is going to be really mad at us? He is, isn't he?
Yeah, probably.
Drunk is trying. You haven't given up hope yet, have you, Drunk?
Never.
Maybe.
If anything, this contest has taught me, don't give up hope.
Never.
And maybe like you can soften him and be like, hey, guy, I really want to do this, you know, for the guys. You know, everybody's pulling for you, Drunk. This is your moment. Don't you think you'll regret it? Don't you think, like, this is your shining moment?
Yes.
And you just need to tell that guy, fuck you. This is my moment.
I will be overwhelmed with regret for the rest of my days.
Just tell him, look, you're a 30-year-old virgin. You're going down there.
But that's untrue.
Drunk isn't a
virgin. How's he going to check? You got your hymen still? You just look him right in the eye and say, look, dude, I'm a 30-year-old virgin. I won this trip to Vegas. I get to go double fist abroad that's been in like 30 pornos. You got to let me do this.
I think she's been in a lot more than 30 pornos. She is a three-time Hall of Fame porn star.
Well, that just means she's been in three videos.
They must have been really good.
Right. If I were to venture a guess, I'd say upwards of 300.
I wonder if there's like a site that you can go to, like how many movies has this broad been?
If you're in the chat room, figure out the site for us.
Is there an IMDb?
Rabbit Pounding's on that. Rabbit Pounding's found out how many videos Sunset Thomas has been in. They were all great, I'm sure. All of them. And Drunk's girlfriend, I'm sure, is really pulling for Drunk to get there. And we're hoping we can work this out.
No, because I know I'm more qualified than those other two schlubs they chose, yeah, for sure.
Fuck them.
Absolutely.
Even though they probably submitted their own stuff. However, yeah, you just have really good friends.
Right.
Great friends.
I'm so good, I did not even need to submit anything.
Except for your dick.
Yeah. Here's my submission.
Right here. See, your submission. Save the best for last. You just walk up to Sunset Thomas and be like, boom.
Take this.
Do you think that what you got down there would impress her?
No.
You don't? Like, no. You don't think it's, you know... Does it have any unique characteristics that maybe she's not accustomed to? Like, does it have, like, a certain, you know, chutzpah?
Do you
have, like, a calling card?
You really want me to admit?
That's distinctly Drunk?
Yes.
Oh, it does!
I need to know.
Shannon is intrigued. She wants to know your penis's special skill.
I have birthmark on penis.
Drunk has a birthmark on his penis, and Napier does kung fu, Shannon.
Oh my God.
And this is
greatest show ever.
And this is all in the first half hour. What are we going to pull out next?
We haven't even gotten to the list yet. Holy shit.
I threw the list down when Napier said that he does kung fu. I don't even know where it is. I do. It's right here, actually. But yeah. So you have a birthmark on your penis.
Are you sure it's not a vacuum cleaner mark?
So what you're saying is, if
positive.
If any woman were to see your penis later on down the line, they could probably pick it out of a lineup of 15 to 20 penises.
Quite possibly.
Ooh, does the birthmark have hair on it?
Does it like have hairs growing out of it? Is it like so? It's not like a mole. Is it like a? It's like a. What is it shaped like?
It's shaped like a birthmark. I don't know.
Just like a dot?
No, it's don't know. It's fucking.
Does it look like a state?
Do you want me to draw you a fucking picture?
Yes, I do. I'm Napier, talk to Drunk for a minute. I'm getting a pen.
So is it near or around the tip?
No, it's on the tip.
Oh, it's on the tip.
You have a birthmark on the head of your penis?
I do.
Are you sure you didn't get that, like, a stain from going into somebody's ham hole?
Yeah, just wash it a couple times.
That broad you met in Kansas City, did she eat that weird Kansas City barbecue?
It was actually Mexico, but I mean, it kind of
has. Has it been there the whole? See, because a birthmark is a mark from birth. It's not like a mark from like a couple weeks ago.
It's been there since I can remember.
They're also referred to as angels' kisses.
Okay, what? drunk is drawing his birthmark. Right now he's drawn like a C.
So we got.
It's like a square.
No, come on, dude.
Okay, let me finish. Okay, I'm sorry.
So we got.
Oh, you're drawing your penis. That's not the birthmark. Okay.
I mean, it kind of.
That's a weird looking penis.
I am tweeting this picture, by the way. Check my Twitter in just a couple of minutes. On the break, I'm going to tweet a picture of Drunk's birthmark.
It kind of goes around it like this, around the pee hole.
It goes around the pee hole.
Yeah. Now,
so, like, do you think that like a lady that. You know, saw your penis for the first time, would you have to explain it? Like, say, no, that's not, you know, something weird. That's just my birthmark.
Does it look like a painted up toenail?
Like, has a lady ever had to, or like asked about it? Like, hey, what is that on your penis?
No. It's just slight discoloration.
Oh, okay.
But it is birthmark.
Okay, so it like goes around the head.
Yeah, ish.
Like a,
so is it more pink or brown, like, in comparison?
Like, brown.
So it's darker?
Yes.
The birthmark is darker than...
I think it's a ham hole stain, like he got it in that broad over in Mexico, Missouri, and it, like, stained it.
Napier, while we're on the subject, I mean, do you have any defining characteristics about your penis? When was the last time you saw it?
It's pretty good and wide, but I think it's
wide.
Yeah, but I think it seems wider when it's going up the ham hole.
But it's just like a regular run of the mill penis.
From the ones that I've seen, I mean, yes, ladies, I am circumcised. You're welcome. This is for you.
Yeah.
Not a big circumcision scar. It's pretty normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think mine's pretty normal too. Drunk. I hate to like leave you out there.
Oh, wait, I do have a scar on
it. I mean, it's a bit
it.
On the small side. It's not, I think, it's probably average.
I would assume.
I'd say my dick is perfectly average as far as dicks go.
I have one mark on my penis. It was from when I was little, and I decided to go commando, and I zipped the tip of my penis up in my zipper.
Oh, God, that sounds horrendous.
Yeah. You know, I've never done that.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that twice.
I've gotten, like, some like, you know, some hairs caught in there before.
Never done that.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I normally trim my pubic hair. You should, too.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes it gets crazy, and then that's when you do it. But, I mean, like, it's not like you check it every day and say, oh, we're about 3 inches. Time to
some
work.
If it's getting caught in your zipper, it's past time.
Yeah, it's time.
No, it isn't time. It's past time. That's just your pubic hair giving you, like, a lesson. Like,
yeah, I've never zipped shaft. I have gotten...
See, I take care of my manscaping like I take care of my lawn. I mean, some people do it like, you know, once a week, whether it needs it or not. But I just kind of eyeball it. I say, oh, okay, my lawn looks like it needs some work. I better go mow the grass. So maybe every 2 weeks if it's getting kind of long. You know what I mean?
I just generally do it every time I shave.
I try to make sure my sideburns are done.
Do you shave your balls and dick?
I mean,
I don't
make it like
fucking
perfect. No, I don't use the same.
You
razor.
Use different razors.
Yeah.
The underside of my testicles completely baby smooth.
Shannon, you probably use the same razor for everything, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, your legs and your—that's all this. But I mean, if you shaved your face, you'd probably use a different razor, right?
I don't know. I've never shaved my face, but no, I shave my nether regions with a different razor. They make a little tiny one, so
like
it
buzzes, like it's like an electric thing. You like put
no, it's like just AAA like a battery. Little handheld razor, and they're actually called bikini trimmers, and they're super handy, ladies. They will get you can shave designs in your shit if you want.
Have you ever done that before?
Shaved a design in there? No, I'm artistically fucked. So, you should. I mean, I could try, and yeah, it would probably.
See, now, if you wanted to get really crazy, you could do like a rainbow over the top, and like I figure that you can just kind of mimic the colors by doing them at different lengths.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work. I'm Greek, so it's just gonna be one big black furry rainbow.
She could shave it into like an exclamation point.
By the way, the title of this episode will be Big Black Furry Rainbow.
Delicious.
For the record.
I say three arrows headed downwards.
Three arrows in different...
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like a street sign.
What about a Triforce?
We need to have a competition.
I think it's time to smoke.
We need to have a competition to see who could design the best pubic hair area.
And then Shannon has to do it.
We're going to have to wait a while, though.
Well, no. Why are you trying to get a picture of my vagina drunk? Jeez. You have a girlfriend. You're committed.
Ooh, Shannon, I can answer that.
Why?
Because he wants to see your vagina.
Oh. I'm so silly. That's so weird. Well, pardon me. So I think the best design would be if I shaved everything except for something in the same shape as Drunk's birthmark. So I could have a matching birthmark, but mine would be made of hair.
Sounds genius.
Best idea ever.
And then when they combine, Captain Planet will be born.
Yeah.
What about Captain Planet? He's our hero.
What about Racing Flames? And it's not a VD joke.
That would be pretty sick. Like Ghost Flames, if I have like a fade going out into them. I'd have to turn
like
it into an actual barber for that. But
crossbones.
Now you're getting crazy. There's no way you could shave that kind of detail. You got to think broad.
Oh shit! The Batman symbol.
There you go. We could do the Batman symbol, I think, but not like the one with the circle, though. Just the bat.
Yeah, just the bat. Yeah.
We could probably make that happen. I love how we keep referring to we as if you guys are going to fly over to Seattle and shave my vagina for me. Like, oh,
no,
yeah.
These, it's a competition. These are, we're all going to shave it.
We're all shaving now.
And the winner wins a trip to
Six Flags. Over Mid-America.
Actually, I believe if you buy a ticket to Six Flags, we'll bring a Coke can and give you $8
off. $5 off, yeah.
Yeah, we'll bring the Coke can. And you get a free admission to the water park, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah, so there's that. We do not have any pornographic stars in the St. Louis area, I do not believe.
Well, at least not that we can get.
All right, Shannon. Well, Drunk already has a cigarette in his mouth. He's getting antsy.
Ah, Christ.
So we appreciate your participation in... our contest. Thank you for winning it for the drunkard. We hope that we can do you proud. We got to bump off his boss. We got to find a way.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a celebration of friendship. That's what today is really about. Celebration of friendship and pubic hair.
It was great that the Not Safe for Water Coolers and the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcasts could unite.
In order to get Drunk some strange.
Which would segue great into Drunk's podcast SmackDown Challenge. However, we will wait until after the break for that.
As they are both in the room.
They are both in the room.
So that means I'm going to piss off somebody tonight.
Right. Drunk's podcast SmackDown Challenge after the break. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon. Love you.
Yeah, love you boys too. Be good.
We will be back in some minutes.
Exactly some. There's a place that I know. It's not pretty there, and if you have ever gone, if I show it to you now, will it make you run away?
or will you stay? Even if it hurts. Even if I try to push you out, will you return? And remind me who I really am. Please remind me who I really am. Everybody's got a dark side. Do you love me? Can you love me? Nobody's a picture perfect, but we're worth it. You know that we're worth it. Will you love me? Even with my dark side, like a diamond, from black dust, it's hard to know what can become if you give up. So don't give up on me. Please remind me who I really am. Everybody's got a dark side. Do you love me? Can you love me? Nobody's a picture perfect, but we're worth it. You know that we're worth it. Will you love me? Even with my dark side. Don't run away. Don't run away. Just tell me that you'll stay. Promise me that you'll stay. Don't run away. Don't run away. Just promise me you'll stay. Promise me you'll stay. We love me. Ah! Everybody's got a dark side. Do you love me? Can you love me? Nobody's a picture perfect, but we're worth it. You know that we're worth it. You will love me! Even with my dark side.
Do, hey. Do, huh. Do, hey. 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 Do, huh. Do, hey.
Promise you'll stay. And I'll let you leave. I won't. Promise me anyway.
That was about buttholes. That was not about vaginas. That was about dirty, nasty buttholes. All that pink star fruit just glistening in the sun.
The Rockin' Comedy Show. The number one celebrity podcast in Las Vegas.
With Crazy J.
With exclusive interviews. Live bands.
Live bands.
Comedians. And some of the funniest songs you'll ever hear. The Rockin' Comedy Show, airing weekdays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Be there.
Hey everyone, Fatman from Fatty Time here. Ever wonder what would happen if you took all the shows you enjoyed, stuck it in a blender, and fuck it up by all recognition by hitting that puree button? Well, that's RadioFooBar.com, and my god, it is glorious. With shows like The Mr. Producer Show, The Matt Reefer 4 Hours of Power, Unfit for FM, Fatty Time, Nerdgasm, Uniformed Opinions, and more. But even better than that, you can get all this on your smartphones, iPads, iPhones, computers, and whatever else you have connected to the interwebs with the TuneIn Radio app. So you can get all this great content with no price to you. Just remember to search and bookmark RadioFooBar.com, and you can listen in to any of the great shows we are playing. For a list of shows and showtimes, connect to RadioFooBar.com. With TuneIn, you can get your daily cup of FooBar. Can you dig it?
(clears throat) 309-740-1430. That is, if it works, because I try calling it all the time and it never does. Or contact us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
The easy way right now would probably be Skype. They're having issues at the radio foobars with forwarding the phone numbers. So Skype us at WFO Dicks. I wouldn't trust the phone number right now. Then again, if you call and it's busy, I guess that's really all that happened to you. But anyway, we are broadcasting live exclusively on RadioFubar.com, our one-year anniversary on the station, so congratulations to us.
Happy anniversary.
And them.
To
mostly
us.
Them. How was your 4th of July, Drunk?
Well, it was okay.
What did you do?
Well, I got drunk as fuck on the 3rd of July.
There you go.
And was hungover all day and decided not to ride the proverbial wave. So I only had one drink, and then I was like, I think I want to stay awake for fireworks.
I'm going to predict Napier's 4th of July.
Okay.
He played WoW.
Yes.
And then he went to bed.
Yes.
No fireworks for you?
I had some sex.
There you go.
Was it like fireworks?
No, not really. it was kind of like sex.
My 6th of July was phenomenal too.
Don't talk it up too much. Don't you want to say like say, you know like there was passion? It was amazing.
Well, I don't
do you
want to
hear about
my
4th of July?
What did you do on your 4th of July?
That's really the only reason I asked you guys about your 4th of July.
Oh, my neighbors until 3 a.m., all I heard until 3 o'clock in the fucking morning was, blam, woo, blam, woo.
We have a call.
It went away before I could answer it.
Call back, caller.
Call back, caller. My 4th of July was fantastic, by the way.
What'd you do?
Well, the 3rd of July, I went to Alton to watch the fireworks. And
how was your sex?
It was this surreal moment for me because I purchased a 6-pack of Miller Chills.
Yeah.
Which are like $5 for a 6-pack.
I assume you did not have sex with them.
No, I did not have sex with it. And
did your lady have sex with it?
Ooh.
No. And we went out to Alton because they do their fireworks on the 3rd. I don't know what's going on with the Skypes. Somebody keeps calling, and then like if I try to answer it, it says ended. So we'll keep messing with that, I guess. But anyway, so we find a spot on the side of the highway because the park is flooded, and I just pull over to the side of the road. We get out our lawn chairs and our cooler, and we're sitting like with our feet up on like one of those like metal guardrails on the side of the highway. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I just had this surreal moment. Like I'm sitting there and I'm wearing like a pair of like neon green Crocs.
Were you getting a beige?
My grass cutting shoes. And like I'm drinking a Miller Chill on the side of a highway, and like all these white trash people are piling in and sitting around us in their lawn chairs, and like I went back to like, you know, like I was my parents were like, you know, like 20 when they had me, and like, you know, they had all these expectations, like all these hopes for like what I would be, and like they have this baby boy and has the whole world ahead of it, and like I went through school and like, you know, I was told that like, you know, the world could be mine, and like, you know, I could be whatever I wanted, and like, you know, I went to high school and you know I dated girls and like I played sports and I got jobs and it all led up to
Is this your coming out story?
This moment where I'm sitting in Alton on the side of a highway drinking beer in a lawn chair, like waiting for it to get dark so that people could blow up things and I could go, ooh!
Cool story, bro.
You did not get a beach is what you're saying.
No. So then on the 4th of July,
yep,
we had a barbecue. And I had like this moment. Why are you looking at me like this? It was like a big thing for me.
What kind of thing?
I don't know. Like the
you had an epiphany.
The truth of life like hit me. So anyway, the 4th of July comes, and like all the neighborhood idiots all gathered around, and they were blowing stuff up. So we really just kind of went and sat out and watched the neighborhood idiots. And they had this one firework. It was great. It was basically an American flag plastic bag. And it acted as like a hot air balloon. So like you lit this huge like wick at the bottom that burnt like really large. It was like a big flame. And the flame lifted the plastic bag into the air and it floated away.
And it was still on fire.
Yeah, so then, like, you know, eventually it goes down. And, like, if it lands on somebody's house, I assume it just catches their house on fire.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So the first one, it took a while to go off. And so, you know, when they lit the second one... I mean, first they lit the first one and they're like, oh, this is probably going to land on somebody's house. This is awful. But, hey, we have another one. So they lit the second one. And everybody just sat there and stared at it for a really long time and just waited. And it never, never went up in the air. So then, essentially, they celebrated the 4th of July by stamping out an American flag on fire in the middle of the street.
I guess it's better than using an American flag to set your neighbor's house on fire. Run, kids, get inside. We didn't buy these.
So it was Laura's family. It was her dad, her sister's baby's daddy, and his friend. So there was three guys and me. So four guys. And they all went to the edge of the driveway to set off the fireworks. And like I hung out with the broads and watched.
So still only three guys.
Right. And so they were lighting off fireworks and doing, you know, they all had their pocket knives and, you know, they wear their camouflage hats. And, you know, I was back with the broads watching. And so at some point, I realized that it was getting kind of late in the evening and we hadn't busted out dessert yet. And Laura had made cupcakes. So I went inside and I was going to get me a cupcake and... I grab a cupcake and I'm like, well, it would be rude of me to just grab myself a cupcake.
I don't think so.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of people outside. Maybe other people would want a cupcake. So,
well, they can go in and get their own cupcakes.
I bring out this large tray of cupcakes and I'm walking around asking people if they would like one of these cupcakes that my girlfriend had stayed up late the night before making. And, you know, so... I realized the humor in me walking up to these three men setting off fireworks and be like, hey, boys, you want a cupcake? You know, and they all just kind of looked at me like, you know, why don't you go sit back with the broads and, you know, leave this stuff to us. No, we don't want a cupcake, you fruity little bitch.
Did they call you a fruity little
bitch? No, they didn't, but I could see it in their eyes. I could see it. I could tell that all of them had stronger streams than me.
So did they look at your tray of cupcakes and say, get these faggot muffins away from me? You could just tell in their eyes that they looked at you as a weak, stream little lady?
that's probably just something in me, though. That's probably not what they were actually thinking. They were probably appreciative that I had offered them cupcakes. Wouldn't you think?
You mean queer muffins?
We have so many Dr. Napier questions to get to. We're fucking around with all this bullshit, but the people, they need answers.
I thought you were just doing this because Drunk wasn't supposed to give out the who won yet.
Who won what?
And it's drunk time challenge. For S. Dr. Napier.
Do 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 a load of questions for Dr. Napier this week.
I'm just looking at that picture of Drunk's penis.
On the back of this piece of paper. Are you just going to be staring at it? You're not going to be able to focus? I'll cover it up.
Okay, cover it up.
I will tweet that after the show, by the way. The picture of Drunk's penis birthmark. First question from Jabber28, at Jabber28 on the Twitters. I'm in the middle of the desert and out of toilet paper. Which hand do I wipe with? I'm not left-handed and might miss some, but my right-hand dominance would mean no dingleberries. But I'd infect my food. Please advise.
Well, if he's in the desert, there's sand around. What you do is you squat over the sand, and like a lit cigarette, you kind of rub your anus all over the sand. And then it cakes onto the poo, and you wait for it to dry a little bit, and then you just wipe off the sand. And it's just stuck on the sand.
But oh, okay, so that it will act as like a drying agent.
Yeah, like kitty litter.
Huh. That's actually pretty smart.
Thank you.
And then your hands are fine.
And then your hands don't smell like shit or have feces on them.
Right.
What's your thought on the bidet?
The bidet? The bidet is like a queer super soaker for buttholes.
And it's awesome.
No, it sounds horrible. Why would you want to squirt water into your anus?
Does anyone have to worry about wiping seven times or however many times you guys decide to wipe?
Yeah, but when you wipe, you don't have to worry about getting water shot into your anus.
Question two comes from Indio Techno on the Twitters. What if Drunk uses wet wipes? Then two times is enough?
I'm thinking on Drunk. It's probably like shale or like any type of like fibrous material. If he were to use wet wipes, he'd take off the protective coating, and then he'd have to reapply it later on.
Another question from Indio Techno. He had a lot this week. He was very inquisitive. Any truth to beer before liquor never been sicker?
Depends on how much you're drinking, but yeah, don't do beer before liquor. If you can, just stick to one, and don't like fuck around with the what you're drinking.
What about?
I'm in the firm belief that if you don't do both, you're a fucking pussy. Next question.
At the same time?
Yeah.
You pour whiskey into your beer?
No, I'm just saying if you can't switch, you're a pussy.
Why can't you just stick to either grain alcohol or, you know, spirits?
All that whole liquor before beer or whatever, no, fuck that. Drink both.
What about grass on the field to play ball?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to advise anybody do something illegal, and unfortunately there are several different nationalities of ladies that have many a grass on the field, and you cannot play ball there.
I'm pretty sure in Missouri you can marry a 14-year-old.
Well, that's not fucking them. That's marrying them.
Well, what can you do after you marry them? Boom.
I guess you can pee on them. I don't think you can film it.
Last one from Indio Techno. If the wife tells me to go ahead and play video games before bed, does that mean she's on her period?
I would assume so. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth or a bleeding lady in the vagina. Just go play your video games, bro.
I don't think in the history of me living with Laura, I think I've lived with Laura now for like 6 years. I don't think she's fallen asleep before me at night once ever.
Yeah, she's probably watching you.
Yeah, she's just making sure
yeah.
that I'm not up to anything.
Did she ever catch you like trying to sneak it into her butt when she was asleep?
No, I don't think so.
Good. So she hasn't caught on.
She's woken up with like me getting some like, you know, free titty grabs. Sure.
Oh, that she wakes up for that? That's something to wake up from?
Well, I mean, you know,
if my lady friend did that, she'd never sleep.
Right. I mean, I like to hold on to him to make sure she doesn't go anywhere.
I don't think she wakes up when I give her the boner sharks.
I'm a bit of a cuddler. She's not a cuddler, and I am.
I think I thrust my penis into her too much.
Yeah.
You know, like I just like poker with it all night.
I like to be the big spoon.
I like to be the big spoon as well. I don't like being.
Have you ever been the little spoon? It's weird.
Yeah, it is. It's not manly. It's not where you're supposed to be.
From at Squarehead Kids on the Twitter, which beer best pairs with taking a shit?
I'm going to go with like a pale ale. You know, something to contrast the delicious, hearty aroma of your bowels.
Mandy in the chat room. God, Napier is sexual tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Mandy. I will think about this later on in my bunker.
God, Napier is sexual tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Napier's always pretty sexual. If you think about it.
Yep.
Did you answer the Squarehead Quick Kids question?
What's that?
Which beer best pairs with taking a shit?
Find your favorite pale ale. That would probably be best.
Crazy J from the Rocking Comedy Show heard weekdays on RadioFubar.com from 5 to 8, I think. It's 5 to 8 here. Check your local listings. Where does Belly...
It can't be till 8 because we're on at 8, right?
Not on Mondays. Mondays are night.
Oh, so he's not heard 5
It's our night drunk.
So 5 days a week isn't...
Tuesday through Friday and Sunday.
Gotcha.
Sunday morning. Me and Crazy J get very intimate on Sunday mornings.
Mm.
I sit there with the Crazy J while I'm at work, and I tweet him a lot while his show is on.
Sunday
is me and Crazy J's day.
Do you get in the chat room and whatnot?
No, I'm at work, so I usually just tweet him. Crazy J's question, where does belly button lint come from?
It comes from your underwear.
No, it doesn't.
It comes
your underwear gets nowhere near your belly button. You're wrong.
You're
wrong, and you got a lumpy butt.
If your underwear is by your belly button, you're doing it wrong.
I need you to Google that for me.
Google what?
Where does belly button lint
Somebody
come
Google
from?
Where does belly button lint come from?
Yeah, I'm not Googling that. Somebody else.
You saying it comes from your underwear?
Comes from your underwear.
Like, it's only like if you're like kind of a
pretty sure it comes from your
You know, I don't really get belly button lint.
That's because your belly button is too big.
What do you
and it doesn't actually touch your underwear, it kind of hangs over it like a muffin top.
Are you saying I have a weird belly button?
I'm saying you're fat. And I'm concerned.
I don't have a big belly. Drunk, is my belly button big?
Oh my God.
Mine's way bigger than yours.
What is wrong with your belly button?
Drunk, let's compare belly buttons. Pull it out.
What the hell is wrong with your belly button, dude?
Drunk, your belly button's way bigger than mine. I actually have a very petite belly button. Now that's a fucking belly button. That looks like it could get some stuff stuck in it. You got stuff in there right now? Look, what do you got? What is that? That's like a hair or something, like a big piece of cotton. No, are you still digging? What else you got in there? You know what I got my giant belly button, as you say? Nothing. My belly button is clean.
Yeah, it's nowhere near your underwear either. You fat sack of shit.
Are you?
Also, you don't have any depth to your belly button. That's really odd.
Yeah, you can see the whole belly
button.
Your belly button, you can't really see where it ends.
No, I can leave things in there. What happened to your belly button?
I mean, like, your belly button could go to another world. We don't know.
Yeah, sometimes... How did you get a belly button like that?
Can you get a pinky into your belly button to a point where you can feel the end?
Yeah, yeah.
You can?
Why do you not have... You don't have any depth to it.
Let me put my pinky in your belly button so I can feel the end. Oh, it's so moist. Oh...
And it kind of pops when you...
it stinks!
Of course it stinks.
Oh, it stinks! Oh! It stinks! Gross!
Mike, I can't believe you actually smelled your finger after you stuck it in.
Ew! Napier, you need to get like some Q-tips, like some kind of like disinfectant or something. Oh, man! Dude, that smells really weird. That's a smell I've never smelled.
You should not put your fingers in my holes.
Seriously. Your brother-in-law, Julian, had a question for Dr. Napier.
Excellent.
What's on the other side? More belly button questions. What's on the other side of my belly button? It obviously used to be hooked up to something.
Your mother.
No, like on the other side.
Like, no. The one, like, I thought you were talking about the umbilical cord.
Yeah, no, like on the, like, on your belly side. Like, what's there?
Oh, that used to be hooked up, I think, to your stomach.
Yeah,
it's now connected through muscle tissue. Like, it should just be muscle tissue that you're...
As an adult, could you go back to like a umbilical cord thing to like feed yourself? Like, could you make like an artificial one, like with plastic or something? Like, you know what
I mean?
You mean
those feeding tubes?
Like to feed yourself, like through your belly button? Could you do that as an adult? Or like once you get to a certain point, does it stop doing stuff? Do you know?
I think you can. Yeah, they did an experiment. This guy got shot in the stomach, and it never healed right. So this doctor, in order to experiment on stomach acid, used to shove food into the bullet hole where his stomach is.
And that works?
Yeah, it works.
Okay, so like the Guantanamo guys that aren't eaten, you know, they're like on a hunger strike because they want trials or something. You know what I'm talking about? The Guantanamo thing. Say, yeah I know, a hunger strike.
Yeah, they just force feed them.
Yeah,
or
but
they,
I mean, like, could they do like a umbilical cord thing?
I think
with
they use tubes. They shove tubes down their throat.
Yeah.
And then that goes to their belly.
Oh.
But yeah, you can if you wanted to, you could hollow out a little tube to your belly. I mean,
and then like you wouldn't even have to eat. You could just. I mean, I like to eat. I eat more as like a pleasure.
No two
thing.
Belly buttons are alike.
Really?
That's what it says.
They're like fingerprints.
That's what it says.
I'm pretty sure like you could if you wanted to you could do that, but chewing your food and saliva and it going down that aids in the digestive process. You can't just forget about that.
Question from Anchor Babcock.
Jesus, there's a lot of questions.
Good friend of the show from the Unfit for FM radio show on Radio FUBAR Sunday nights. Will Mike get another cat? If he doesn't get another cat, what type of pet is best for him?
Oscar fish.
I vote a red-eared slider.
I think you should get a tiger or a sloth.
You know, I had an interesting conversation with Dan Fernicase the other day where he was arguing with people on Facebook about whether or not the creatures in the I Am Legend movie are zombies or vampires.
Never seen it.
It's not a very good movie.
It's got Will Smith in it, right?
Anyone who would, you know, anyone like, you know, one of those people that you say it's not a good movie, they'll probably say the book was better. And it probably was, I don't know. But the movie sucked.
What about a chinchilla?
And he was... you mean as my pet?
As your pet.
Do they just walk around or do you keep them in a cage?
You keep them in a cage. They're like, guinea
that
pigs.
Just walks around. I want it. I just don't want it to...
How about a ferret?
No, yeah, they stink.
No, you get the stink
glands. I've been in houses that...
All animals stink.
I've been in houses that had ferrets and they smell bad.
No, you just get the stink bladder removed.
I'm telling my Dan Fernicase story.
Okay, tell your Fernicase story.
Oh, by the way, the podcasts that me and you did with Dan Fernicase when we had the 2.5-hour conversation, then I turned them into podcasts.
Yes.
They actually are on a website now. You can go to dmmshow.blogspot.com and download those.
Is that Dan, Mike, and Mike?
Yeah, the Dan, Mike, and Mike show.
Yeah.
dmmshow.blogspot.com.
Well, did you do these?
I just stuck them on a website. They were on our SoundCloud, but they were taking up too much space.
What day did you do these?
This was months ago.
Yeah.
I just got around to doing something.
Thanks for the invite, guys.
This was at 11 o'clock at night on, like, a fucking Saturday or
this
shit.
This was when me and Napier got together, whatever the last... Was this in December when...
Oh, yeah, this was... this was January. February.
Oh, because it was, like, months ago, because we had taken a week off and we were recording some stuff. And then we just... We called Dan out of the blue and we talked for like 2.5 hours and I was recording it, so I just turned it into podcast. We might do more of them later on down the road. We don't have any plans to do it anytime soon, but I just put them on a website if you want to listen to them. They're like a half hour long. They're fun.
So is that the end of the Ask Dr. Napier?
I don't think so.
Well, we were talking about animals and I was going to tell my Dan Fernicase story.
But was that the last question?
Well, this is the Dan Fernicky story.
It kind of has something. I'm tying. Yeah, that's the end.
Does Dr. Napier need to?
That was the end of the Dr. Napier's. Okay, go ahead. If you really want to, go ahead.
It's all right. Finish your story.
And that was.
And that was. S. Dr. Napier.
So Dan Fernicase was getting all worked up on Facebook arguing with people as to whether or not the creatures from I Am Legend were vampires or zombies. And his argument was that the creatures were they were killed by sunlight and garlic and stakes to the heart, therefore they must be zombies.
Where did garlic enter into this?
You know, therefore they must be vampires.
Oh, yeah, vampires. That's what I meant. They must be vampires.
What happened? Where was garlic?
I don't. Maybe it was in the book. I don't know. You know, the yeah. But anyway, so you know, I decide I'm gonna rile Dan up, and I'm gonna argue with him just because it's fun. And I said, well, Dan, if you're qualifying what something is based on what kills it, if you cut my head off or a lion's head off, we both die. Therefore, am I a lion?
I would say yes. And that is from that beautiful man mane you have going on.
And that was his answer as well. He said that yes, I am a lion.
Does that mean you have a barbed penis?
I don't think the barbed cat penis thing is real. I think that's something you made up.
No, it is not made up. It is totally
and
real.
And I don't know because when I received my
Rabbit
cat...
Pounding's looking up. Cat barbed penis.
Cats have barbed penises. This is not a secret. It's not like they're trying to hide it from you.
So... Drunk was commissioned to do a very difficult...
Very difficult.
Drunk's podcast SmackDown Challenge this week, featuring two very good friends of the show.
Good friends.
The Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast, featured on the Wicked Radio Network. The Listen Up Assholes. As well as the Unfit for FM show featured on Radio FUBAR. So, Drunk, did you do your homework?
I did.
And
what did you think of Not Safe for Water
what
Coolers?
What did you think?
They were good.
They were good.
They were both good.
What did you like about them?
Their humor.
You enjoyed their humor.
Excellent.
Okay. That's...
Well, in a comedy show, that would be the main thing.
You are eloquent as ever, Drunk, in your description of the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast.
Oh, I thought we were talking about both of them.
Oh, you were talking about both of them.
Yes, they're both humorous shows.
Obviously, the best part of the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast is Shannon.
Yeah, obviously.
Right. And
they had a guest on who was from New York who was fairly funny, but he was just a guest.
The Bullroom Fellow, I believe, was the episode that you're talking about.
Yeah,
I listened to that episode as well. I am a frequent listener of the Not Safe for Water Coolers.
It was
podcast.
Decent.
And the Unfit for FM, our friends from Radio FUBAR.
Mm-hmm.
What happened on the episode of theirs that you listened to?
The part that got me the most when they were talking about whether or not you would fuck abroad knowing she had herpes, and who would you fuck knowing that they had herpes? Like, would you fuck Carrie Underwood if you knew she had herpes?
Yes.
Yeah, I sure you best believe. You right. know what I'm saying?
So, no, thank you.
Okay, who's your number one all time? You're just gonna who do you want to stick it to?
I don't think if I knew every woman on the planet...
Not like a herpes flare-up, just like,
in general.
She's not covered in herpes, but she does disclose that she does carry the disease.
Yes.
If every woman on the planet had herpes, you would not see me sticking my dick into a vagina ever.
I don't remember that conversation. Was I in the chat? Did they mention that I was in the chat?
They did.
Did they read any of my jokes?
I don't believe so.
They didn't read any of my jokes?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, they lose a point right there, I think. Right? Because I'm sure that my jokes in the chat were great.
They did bring up the not safe for water coolers and talked about how they were going to take them down.
Oh, so they talked a little trash?
They did.
How can you be immune to herpes?
He was talking about that. I didn't get it either.
If you already have herpes, I guess you're immune to herpes. Guess what diseases I'm immune to, ladies?
I thought that I was immune to poison ivy because, like, you know, as a kid, like, I always hung out in like, creeks and stuff, and there was poison ivy, and other people would get poison ivy, and I never did. But like, just recently, I got a wicked case of the poison ivy, and my girlfriend's dad said that, yeah, you know, he used to be immune to it, too, and then, like, you know, when he got older, he started getting it all the time, and it didn't make any sense. But, like, I guess you can age into it, so maybe at one point he thought he was immune to herpes, but, like, now you just never know.
I don't think herpes goes away. So.
No, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, forever.
And I believe the statistic is 3 of every 5 people have herpes.
No, that can't be accurate.
Yeah, I mean,
3 of every 5?
Not necessarily down there, but...
Oh, you mean face herpes? Yeah, people have mouth herpes. Yeah, that's
some
nothing.
Sort of herpes.
Like a fever blister or something. You know, I never really got those either. Knock on wood.
There's no wood. There's no wood in
What about your Amish fireplace? That's wood, Aaron.
Yeah. Shannon says it's 1 in 4. That sounds a little bit
barbed cat. Oh, there's a YouTube clip. We'll look at that
barbed
later.
Barbed cat penis?
Yeah. Oh, barbed cat penises.
Okay, so... I know this is a difficult decision.
I know. I don't want to upset one of my friends, but Unfit for FM moves on.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Shannon.
Unfit for FM? Shannon just called in.
I know.
She won you the contest.
She did.
Well, actually, that's not true. I won you the contest, but Shannon helped.
She did help.
And now you're fucking her right in the ass.
Why do you want to fuck a stranger in the ass?
She's not a stranger, okay? I'm dead to her.
She says, you're dead to her.
Ugh. See, I knew this was going to happen.
Well, what was the tipping point? Where did you say, this wins it for me?
You know, the thing is, and I'm gonna be honest
here. If it was just the Shannon show, she might have won.
It's only a matter of time before Unfit for FM isn't our friends anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, they can't really be friends with people for too long. They're going to turn on us fairly soon.
Yeah.
So you can't say...
And I mean, they...
Anchor in the chat, probably.
They are...
I mean, it's only a matter of time before they just rage out and
fellow,
attack us.
Radio Food Bar.
I know, and you have been very critical of Radio Food Bar shows.
Yeah, I got to have somebody.
So you can't say that Drunk is taking any kind of favoritism. It is solely based on... whether or not he was entertained by the show.
Generally, for most of these that I do, it's based on how many times I laugh out loud.
Do you count them? Do you like
no,
do
I don't
like a tally?
Fucking count them. It's just a. I don't know, dude.
Shannon,
unfit for my friendship. Mm.
Wow.
Man, Shannon is lighting me up in this chat room right now.
She went to all caps. She is pissed. I have a feeling we have not heard the end of this.
Don't forget, there's still room. in the wild card.
Why do you say that every week?
One wild card spot, Drunk. You have one wild card spot, and you've now promised it to like 6 people. You know, I'm going to make you listen to all of the losers for a second time before you select your wild card.
It'll be all of the losers. One moves on. You get a random 5-minute clip that Drunk listens to.
Well,
Starry's getting mad at me too.
Oh,
damn!
Wow. See, now I'm a fan of Unfit for FM and Not Safe for Water Coolers.
Damn.
I listen to both.
do you see this hateful shit that is coming my way?
I know.
She hopes I get the clap. Damn.
You can't undo the clap either.
Oh my goodness.
You know, it's funny because fucking Unfit for FM shows up now.
Anchor, come on.
They sat around all this time, and now they've shown up to gloat. You see how that works?
Oh.
Amazing. Amazing. That guy.
Thankfully for Unfit for FM, I'm deeply into punishment porn. So, we can do this party.
This was a terrible idea, because every week Drunk makes a new enemy. First he votes off both station owners on Radio FUBAR.
One of them is still in the damn thing from what is that? Uniform Depend.
Yeah.
So yeah, not both of them are off.
Unfit for FM moves on. I'm fairly sure we can pull up the bracket. I'm fairly sure that Unfit for FM takes on the podcast that beat the Mr. Producer show last week. The Brit and the American. So
I guess I'm just upset after upset here. I'm upset.
That was a tough matchup. I wouldn't necessarily say that was an upset. It was
It
was a tough matchup.
I only got four first rounders left. How about
so you
that?
Got this one here, this one here. That one's already done.
I think that one's already done. Isn't that epic? No.
So Napier, please select. And Shannon, please call in if you would like to
you're gonna
lay into Drunk.
Actually scream at me now? Like via the...
Yeah, because she is in the chat. She is quite upset. She's using all capital letters. So she wants to tell Drunk he's a fucking asshole. I will accept her call, no problem. Napier, select... Drunk's next podcast challenge.
Let's do Epic PodQuest versus the Half Scoop.
Epic PodQuest versus the Half Scoop. Two podcasts that already have beef.
With us?
Or at least with Drunk.
They have beef with one another.
Oh!
So it's a match made in heaven. Controversial once again, Drunk. Let me just tell you guys, fear Drunkard STL on the Twitters, because he does hold the keys. Follow him on the Twitters. Send him birthday cards. Drunk, when's your birthday?
It was a month ago. A month and a day ago, as a matter of fact. Tomorrow's my pop's birthday, though.
Shannon, you are on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Hey, how's it going?
Do you have anything to say to Drunk? The person instrumental in winning Drunk the contest to go to Las Vegas?
No, I really don't have anything to say to him. I just wanted to talk to you guys because you guys are the better friends.
Oh, okay. Because
this is all about friendship. So, yeah. No, I don't have anything to say to him.
Would you say that you're mad or that you're disappointed?
No, I'm straight up fucking, like, first day, period, play your video games, fucking livid. I don't even want to speak to him. Yep.
So he's not allowed. He's not allowed in the communal bed,
mm-mm,
as it were.
Nope. No. He's in the doghouse with his fairy godmother right now.
Shannon, now, I think that in a few weeks, now, this is Drunk's second official week as co-host. Maybe it should
which
be
we
like,
have taken back twice.
Right. I would just like to say that he is not, you know, he hasn't really been an official member of the show for very long. So, I want to first apologize for you know, this it's outsider judging you.
Who does not speak for us.
This is on an interim basis. I mean, the second Paul comes back...
I think he needs to be demoted for at least the next 10 minutes of the show from co-host to personality. He is just merely a personality for the next 10 minutes.
He did say that this was one of the tougher decisions that he's had so far in the contest.
Yeah, I don't believe that shit, though.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. And you know what? I'm just going to blame it on Jim. Like, Jim did it. Jim was a little too abrasive the last the last episode and stuff like that. He fucked us. He was angry.
Was he angry?
No, not really.
Yeah.
He's always angry, but yeah. And then we had Joe from Staten Island, and he was a fucking gem. He had that East Coast accent and stuff, and the how the fuck are you and stuff. He was amazing.
Well, I don't think he was on the one. Did you post another one? Because I don't think he was on the one that I listened to.
Oh, that was our most recent episode. That's the one that Drunk listened to.
Oh, the guy I guess from that's the what ballroom. Matters, huh?
That yeah. is
I mean, fuck, one. Fuck me. What does it matter if I listen, right?
Well, you don't have a ranking.
That's true.
Right. If this was Mike Moore's podcast, SmackDown Challenge, then you could be the one making the enemies.
Right.
Drunk, you need to pipe the fuck down.
Shannon, it's not my fault.
It was a tough matchup, Shannon. When I made the brackets, we weren't friends yet.
It was like the pool of death.
The pool of death?
Yeah, I gave you a tough matchup on purpose because at the time, I think I might have been mad at you guys a little bit.
Oh, that's Jim too. He starts.
It is.
Beef.
It is. it's solely. It's solely him, and I don't know what it is. I think it's just the way he talks.
No, it's he like.
And I don't even think he said anything about it. I think I'm just sitting there listening to him. I'm like, this cocky son of a bitch.
He wants to fight you. Clearly,
I know. Like, it's just the way he talks. He makes me think, like, you know, he thinks he's better than me.
No, he's condescending to everybody.
He does, Shannon. Admit it. He thinks he's better than me.
He does not. He busts everybody's balls.
He thinks he's better than Drunk, too. Drunk, did you pick up on that?
How dare he? No. Actually, he was really excited because I DM'd him on Facebook, and I was like, Drunk fucking won. He goes, no fucking shit. And I was like, yeah, that actually happened.
Oh, so he was really excited that Drunk won.
He was
rooting for him.
Yeah, he was.
And then Drunk fucked him.
And Drunk fucked all of us in
did,
one way.
Did your other co-host go through with the marriage thing? Did he get married?
Yes, he did. He just got married this past weekend.
Yeah, I saw that he was going to get married. But, you know, when you watch enough movies, you don't think any of those things actually happen.
He was going to run away, bride it, and stuff like that? Mm-hmm.
So Drunk, do you have anything that you'd like to say to Shannon? I mean, maybe like a, you know, I'm sorry that, you know, I waited until you won a contest for me and then I stab you in the
back. You guys are the ones that fucking
stabbed her right in the fucking back. And I mean, it just so happened to be like the next week.
You guys
are
the one that chose that particular matchup.
I don't know who you're saying you guys.
It's almost like we planned it that way.
Who is we and you guys?
Okay, first of all, Mr. Napier, you're the one that chooses the fucking matchup every week.
That's right.
So you can blame fucking Napier for that.
Shannon,
no, I'm sorry you have a poor taste in podcast, Drunk. Not
Shannon,
Unfit for FM, because I love your program as well.
Shannon,
I just like winning.
I'm your only friend.
This is all about friendship, too.
These other two are just awful, what they've done to you.
Indeed.
It's not like I chose some fucking nobodies. I mean, we're talking about Unfit for FM here.
What are you insinuating, Drunk? You're digging yourself a hole here.
I'm insinuating that you went up against somebody good, and so therefore you...
Okay, now let me ask you this.
Oh, are we going to do this again?
In the next round...
Yes, she would have beaten everybody except for...
In the next round...
Unfit for FM. Is that what you want to hear?
Not Safe for Water Coolers would have gone against the Brit and the American. Based on what you know now, would Not Safe for Water Coolers have beaten the Brit and the American?
It's a week-by-week thing, man.
No, Drunk, based on the episodes that you listen to, do you think that Not Safe for Water Coolers would have beaten the Brit and the American?
It's possible.
It's possible they would have, but you're not sure.
What do you mean it's possible?
It would have been close.
Jim, Rob, and I are fucking comedy gold.
You realize the Brit and the American was like 2 weeks ago, right?
You have memories from
snap
like
judgment.
Before 2 weeks,
not
right?
Safe for Water Coolers versus the Brit and the American.
Yes. Yes, they would have.
Okay.
You know why? Because I don't know the Brit and the American.
Okay.
And I love Shannon, and I'm sorry.
So then it would have been...
Not only do you love Shannon, you love Jim and Rob as well.
Then it would have been Uniformed Opinions or Pod Cheese or Weird Brain.
Well, I've never heard Pod Cheese or Weird Brain.
Yeah, so we don't know what you would have done there.
And Uniformed Opinions came out from the depths. So.
Right, so you never know.
You could have made it to
They could have went all the way to the finals had they not had that hurdle there. It's unfortunate.
You realize that you lost a bunch of people in Vegas a ton of money because this is up in the sports book right now.
Wouldn't
it be funny if it was?
That would be awesome.
Like, wouldn't it really be funny if there was people sitting around betting on which podcast Drunk is going to pick? this is the stupidest fucking thing we've ever done.
I doubt that.
Yeah, it's the stupidest thing you've ever done because it's making us enemies.
I know.
All on your behalf,
and
Mike.
Friends. Maybe this will give us another couple of weeks before Unfit for FM turns on us.
I'm sorry, Shannon. I love you.
I know. I love you too, Drunk. It's fine.
Shannon, if you had your own podcast, just you, then Drunk would...
Quite possibly.
Yeah, if it was just me, it might be really fucking boring, though. I'm not very good at one-sided conversations.
And I kid. This is all jokes, by the way. I do not have any podcast beef with Shannon's co-hosts. I have no beef.
No.
We are a vegetarian podcast.
We make fake beef and stuff like that. And the boys are amazing, and I love Jim and Rob and stuff like that. Just to give them a shout-out. So.
I love them both as well.
Mm-hmm.
He lays on his tummy when he masturbates.
He really does.
How could you hate a fella who does something like that?
You can't. It's just endearing and adorable.
Wouldn't you think? I mean, you wouldn't be able to get enough like wrist action. It would be very counterintuitive.
I think it's more like humping the floor. I think it's the friction. I don't think any hands are involved.
See, I used to like, before I knew like the correct way, you know, I used to kind of like rub the tip of my dick up against like the bed sheets, like, and like tickle the head of it until it like went off. That was just before I learned the right way. I mean, when I was discovering myself.
How does one learn the right way, though?
I'm not a dude, so I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe somebody like told me, like, "Hey, man, you're doing it wrong."
Well, how often are you doing it in front of someone?
Well, like, you know, you're like, "Hey, man, I learned this new trick that if like I tickle my dickhead, like eventually it feels really good, and like, you know, I mess everything up." And they're like, "No, man, you're doing it wrong.
Treehouse, this is awesome." And they're like, "No." You're like, you need to come to this special treehouse because this is.
We used to hide the dirty magazines up in the treehouse, and then one day the guy whose backyard the tree was in was really pissed off. All right, well, we got to do the Hollywood Fantasy League, and then we got to get out of here. So, Shannon, I'm sorry that Drunk is a bad friend.
Hey, no, this is all about friendship, and I'm really excited for Unfit for FM. I'm sad for not Safe for Water Coolers. And
so are you rooting for them to win it all so that you can say that the people that beat you won the whole thing? Or?
Yeah, like your sports team when they get taken out of the playoffs in football and stuff like that. You want to see the team that beat your team take it all the way just to – it kind of
– So you're not a sore loser. That's –
Absolutely not. No.
And I don't look at it as you being a loser. I look at us all as being winners.
All winners in the game of friendship.
Because, you know, the more times we say not safe for water coolers, maybe somebody says, "Hey, I should check out that not safe for water coolers on the Wicked Radio Network."
Listen up, assholes.
See?
Yeah. See, we all win as friends. And no, Drunk, you're fine. I just wanted to fake bitch at you. Sorry for using shoddy caps in chat.
No, it's all good. Much apologies.
I think she should demand the wild card spot. She should demand it because her show is not a speed bump on the way to goddamn victory.
No, I'm not going to demand it. I want it fair and square. I don't want any handouts. We'll earn it. And we're going to bring some hilarity. It's going to be amazing.
Well, I look forward to hearing that.
just like my 14-year-old self, I would take what I could get.
So now that I went back to the chat, that is a good point by Mandy. She cannot believe the comment Napier made about putting his finger in his pee hole went unchallenged.
I didn't even hear it.
It's because you're self-indulged.
Ouch. I don't think I deserve that with all I've done for you. I'm a very good friend. Well, I'll just be a goddamn self-indulged. I wish I could hang up on you right now.
So,
Shannon, who are you rooting for in the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League?
Well, it was drunk, but now that she booted his show.
That and, well, this might make you feel a little bit better, Shannon.
Yes.
Drunk's second round pick was the Lone Ranger, and it has made headlines this weekend as being a John Carter-sized bomb.
Oh, really?
John Carter-sized bomb.
See, I'm terrible with movies. I'm really, really, really bad.
So you wouldn't be very... I'm right now, it's looking like Dan Furnacase is in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
He's had two movies finished. He still has Grown Ups 2. He has 160 points. Drunk.
See, that looks
Grown Ups
awful.
2 got 160 points?
No, Grown Ups hasn't come out yet. He has 160 points total.
What was his third round?
Oh, he had The Heat.
Oh,
he
the
had
Heat.
The
Heat did okay.
Monsters University, and he had Grown Ups 2.
So how many points did...
The Heat actually finished Ranger. With 51 points. That's pretty good for a third rounder.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
The Lone Ranger opened this weekend with 18 points. That sucks.
That is brutal.
It had made $49 million, which is like nothing. And it has a 36 Metacritic score.
That is
atrocious. That blows, Drunk. See, now you had to take the gamble. We talked about this
earlier.
I thought
Johnny Depp was going to just bring
you
in
had to
money.
Take the gamble, because it could have been huge. But it shit the bed. It shit the bed hard. None of my movies have come out yet. None of Napier's movies have come out. Actually, that's not true. Despicable Me came out this weekend, 143 million, 62 Metacritic. So next week we'll have its total. However, right now it has 89 points, which is pretty good for its opening weekend. The Heat, like I said, finished with 51 points. The Lone Rangers finished with 18 points. So, yeah. Me and Napier, you three, a man, Paul, Dan, and Drunk, all have quite a few movies that have already come out. Me and Napier, our movies come out in the next couple of weeks. So,
awesome,
nice.
So,
man, Starry is lighting us up in this chat room.
Starry Spice is mad at you.
She is going to drop
the wrong choice.
She's going to change her favorite podcast because of my choice.
Really?
That's what it says. Maybe I should switch my favorite podcast.
Wow. To the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast?
I guess. I don't...
Starry Spice is a good fan to have.
I know. I love
Shannon,
Starry.
If you can lose
our,
drunk
our
and gain Starry Spice,
listener.
That would be a good trade-off.
I am in the market for a new best friendship friend. I mean, Starry Spice, if there are any contests that you want me to make silly YouTube videos for, I will be very dedicated and show my friendship loyalty. So... Yeah, I'm in the market for a new best friend. So
well, don't come on too needy now. You
no,
don't want a repeat
I'm just saying.
Of drunk, okay?
No, I don't think she'd do me dirty. I think after doing all of that for her, that she would probably pick my podcast to win, even if our content sucked, and which it didn't.
Just because you're friends.
Yeah, exactly. This is about friendship and loyalty. Is it not drunk?
Yes, friendship and loyalty. That's what
everything
indeed. In life
that's
is
what
about.
That's what I fucking thought. No, but thanks for having me on, and I am not mad at you, drunk.
Well, thank you, Shannon.
But I am also in the market for additional friendship friends, and I will still do the same for all of them. So, no favoritism.
Shannon, would you like to do the Napier sign off in tandem?
Oh no! Okay. No, I'm fine.
You're not interested?
No, I'm kidding.
You couldn't, huh?
I'm getting propositioned for friendships on the chat, look at all the people. I'm really distracted.
Crazy J wants to be your best friend.
Well, shit, I gotta go, guys. I'm getting blown up for friends
and
everything.
All right, well, you enjoy it. Just immerse yourself in the friendship.
No, you guys are still my number one friend.
See, our chat is very friendly.
It is. It's the best.
All right, thanks, Shannon. Love you.
All right, love you, boys.
All right, well, that was fun.
Do you feel bad?
Well, of course I feel bad.
You should, you fucking Benedict Arnold.
Yeah.
You fucking turncoat.
But I mean, if Unfit won fair and square, how can I?
Nobody ever asked you to make this a fair contest. They told you to make the right choices. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioFubar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WFODix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our board at wfodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Hey. How about a hug?
Oh, I hate goodbyes.
Lloyd.
Shh. Just go ahead.
Hello, I know there's someone out there who can understand. Same way as me. I'm 24 and I've got everything to live for. But I know now that it wasn't meant to be. Cause all has been lost and all has been won. And there's nothing left for. But now I know that I wanna be alone.
I work some hours in an office, you know, and to groups of people they're talking, and one say about Jennifer, eine Kollege, Kollegin, she, colleague. Oh, I tell you, Jennifer, she is really a party pooper.
Really?
Jennifer poops at parties? So, she poops at parties, so and people know this? I poop at parties. I poop at parties, but people don't know because I close the door. Jennifer goes to the party and then poops, but she do it so people know. Where does she go for it? Does she visit the water closet and make door of the open so people may see and smell things? This sound horrible. Maybe she go like by the tables with the gift and the present and the punches bowl. Poop on the carpets. This sound like, Jennifer, you have some mental issue. Have you spoken to someone about it? This serious, you make a poop in the party. So people may know. I want to go to parties with Jennifer just to make observation. She poops at